The Pet of the Week, brought to you by the Great Canadian Dog Food.
So it's the Pet of the Week with Billy and Friends. We do it each and every Wednesday. An adoptable furry friend that needs a home, and we want you to help. Brittany joins us from Arthur Animal Rescue. Good morning.
Good morning, Billy.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I just got a chance to cuddle with Gabby, who is the cutest.
Yes, we love Gabby. Gabby is such a cuddle bug.
Yeah. And what kind of cat is Gabby?
Gabby is just a regular tabby mix. She does have some muted tortie colorings in her. She is a pretty girl, and I think she's got some colors on her nose too, which is fun.
Yeah, she's so cuddly. And she just had kittens, you said.
Yeah, she did have kittens. I believe they did get adopted out already, and so she's all good to go and ready to go.
Now, mama needs some love and some play. So she likes to play, I hear, with jingle balls?
Yeah, she does. She likes her little jingle balls. Yeah. We had her at kitten yoga last week, and she wasn't as playful, but she was a good little couch potato in the corner on her little mat.
So it's perfect for somebody that's looking sort of more lounge, more low key. She's a calm cat.
Yeah.
Calm environment. That kind of thing?
Yeah, calm environment. Definitely a good little cuddle bug. Definitely has her time that she has zoomies, but she's more of a laid back girl.
Okay, let's get back to kitten yoga, please. Because this is something I've always wanted to try. It looks so cute. I mean, I've been to a couple kitten cafes and cat cafes, but this is a whole different thing. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we started doing kitten yoga a bit over a year ago. We've run it through Alora, Dreamland Pet, but we've actually just partnered with a studio in Guelph, their Karma Yoga Studio.
Great.
We do kitten yoga is about bi-monthly. We try to. We had our last one on Wednesday and it went really well. We usually have about 20 spots for people to sign up in and they fill up pretty fast.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Okay. So how do you sign up for kitten yoga?
We usually post it on our Instagram and we will have a event detail, and we also take, applications through Morgan's Karma Yoga.
Okay. Studio. So how about to helping you guys there at Arthur Animal Rescue? What can we do? Can we donate? And how does the process work?
We're always accepting donations. We're always accepting like monetary, or if you have like blankets, food, cat toys that you don't use anymore.
Oh, that's a great point.
We do have days that we are out at pet stores. We don't have any right now off the top of my mind. Mm-hmm. We do information and donation collection tables, but we're always accepting donations through our website, Arthur Animal Rescue.
Okay, perfect. And that's where you can find out more information out about Gabby, who's wonderful. I just got to cuddle with her. She's awesome. And she'd love a home. So if that sounds like something up your alley, it will be on the Grand 101 website as well as yours. The bio's up there.
Yes.
So you just go to Adoptables on your website and you can see everybody that needs a home.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brittany, so much.
The Pet of the Week, brought to you by the Great Canadian Dog Food.